It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Two Wisconsin chefs are competing on the new season of Food Network's Barbecue Brawl.
The show brings in pitmasters from all over the country to compete in teams led by celebrity chefs. And this season, the team captains are Bobby Flay, Sonny Anderson, and Michael Voltaggio.
Each week, teams are given grilling-themed challenges like surf and turf or roadside barbecue. The team that scores lowest with the judges has to send a team member home.
The season premiered last week and introduced the country to two women chefs from Wisconsin who are masters of the grill.
Elena Terry is the executive chef and founder of Wild Berries, and Ashley Turner is executive chef for the Milwaukee County Zoo. We caught up with both of them earlier this week, just before episode 2 was about to air. Elena, thanks for joining us.
Hi, thank you for having me.
And Ashley, thanks for being with us.
I'm super excited to be here. Thank you.
All right, let's start with your first challenge on barbecue brawl. In the first episode, they asked everybody to make some sliders. Chef Ashley, you really brought some Wisconsin to this one. Tell us about it.
Yeah, you know, I kind of tried to find a middle ground between like our two flavor profiles and kind of worlds of food colliding, right? So I used a beer brat as our base and cheese curds melted over the top, and then did a poblano jalapeno bacon relish and bacon aioli.
And Elena, you tackled a surf and turf challenge with a cedar smoked fish. What was it like making that first big dish for the judges?
Oh, my goodness. Well, first of all, let's say that you have a Wisconsinite tackling tile fish. I didn't even know what tile fish looked like when I first ran over to grab it. So the whole experience, I was like, I'm going to do this. I know how to cook fish. I know flavor profiles. So I'm not going to be intimidated by this. Like, bring it on. I came to brawl. So it was a little bit comical at first because I did grab a grouper. And until I was able to figure out what tile fish looked like, it was a little bumpy. But I found my stride. And, I mean, from Wisconsin, how could I not do a cedar planked fish?
Now, you both mentioned having respect for the celebrity chef captains, Bobby Flay, Sonny Anderson, Michael Voltaggio. What was it like, Ashley, to meet them in person?
You know, I was actually really surprised at like, they're all like extremely great high level professionals, but then they're also super caring people and really seem to be invested in both the workings of the show, but then also I think in their teams behind them too. Bobby Flay was really helpful for me and kind of just pulling through the anxiety and stress of the situation. And then I know Elena has had just a great rapport and respect for Michael Voltaggio. And Sunny could not be any better a cheerleader. She really is on board for her people. And it was really, really fun to work with them.
And Elena, could you talk about those food stars working with them in person?
I think that on episode 1, you could see my face and how just I was so excited to meet them and to be in that space. I think I took a second during the slider challenge and just was like, wow, you're here doing this. Like, you better step up and get to it. That's Michael Voltaggio that just came to talk to you about your food. And it was pretty surreal because, you know, I think I've mentioned it before. I mean, being from Wisconsin, it already, you're not considered a Midwestern stigma that you have to face. So being in that space with these titans in the industry, like literal titans, it was amazing. And it took me a minute to process it.
We're talking with two chefs who represented Wisconsin on the show Barbecue Brawl, Chef Elena Terry, executive chef and founder of Wild Berries, and Ashley Turner, executive chef for the Milwaukee County Zoo. All right, let's talk Wisconsin here. Ashley, Elena just mentioned Wisconsin maybe not coming in with a lot of respect from the barbecue world. What was it like to represent the state down there?
For me, I get the opportunity and the gift of being kind of an ambassador for two places that really have their own point of view, Wisconsin and then West Texas being the other. And I've really enjoyed kind of sharing the West Texas with Wisconsin and then, you know, developing Wisconsin-centered items myself here. So I love it. And I think this place is so cool. I love Wisconsin a ton. So I was happy to be able to be doing this kind of for both.
And Elena, I've talked to you over the years about, you know, summer produce and berries, and I didn't know open fire is kind of your thing. And you're also a butcher and a wild game specialist. Talk about that part of your cooking.
Yes. I mean, that's where my roots started, right? It was around an open fire with my grandmothers and my family, doing traditional things. And that's where my love for cooking began, in the space that I associate with really feeling cared for and having family. So being able to fast forward to today, where I have worked in corporate barbecue restaurants, but never really felt that space as being a live fire expert, or saying that I was a wild game specialist, until I really took a step and really, I guess, categorized my accomplishments and was able to say, I am capable of doing all of these things. And what a beautiful way for me to do that than to really honor these practices that were taught to me at a very young age. And I feel the privilege of that and the responsibility of representing for Wisconsin.
Now, Ashley, you've come from the restaurant world and elsewhere. Now you're the executive chef at the Milwaukee County Zoo. Can you talk about that role and what it means?
Yeah, you know, I have been building small businesses and working in locally owned restaurants, both here and in Texas, for myself and for other folks. And it's a different animal, literally a different animal here at the zoo, which I actually started after we filmed Barbecue Brawl. So I went from brawling to zoo life, and it's been an awesome adventure. I really can't say enough about the park and the people and the conservation efforts that happen here. And not only that, with my coming on board, we had a real interest in, you know, bringing a focus back to scratch cooking in all of the units, and really showing up with some things that are unique. So it couldn't be more of a treat, really, to get to be here among a lot of people and in a space that Milwaukee and Wisconsin values so highly, and rightly so. It's beautiful.
And Ashley, I want to stay at the zoo for a moment, and maybe the food has changed. I remember when my kids were little, and this is a while back, I said one of my most memorable lines as a parent, you can't have any ice cream until you have more of your pizza and fries. Not
right.
A proud moment for me. Are you changing the food, or has the food changed at the zoo?
I mean, so, you know, the things that are staples, and they're kid friendly for a reason. We're still doing burgers. We're still doing fries. We're still doing chicken tenders. But then we're also, we've brought in, braised and pulled ham paninis in one of our locations. We're doing organic turkey and fried green tomatoes and pimento cheese, jalapeno relish. Those are not ingredients that I think had previously been represented here on the zoo grounds. But, we're excited to play with those and to give kind of play to the hits, right? We've got the standards that people have come to expect and some things that maybe they haven't tried before. Finding how to kind of thread that needle has been fun. And we also have a la carte coming up in August, and that's going to be a fun opportunity for the zoo and also for myself, because we're going to be doing barbecue here during that event. Ooh. And I'll have the smoker out, and we'll get this thing going.
Elena, you're the executive chef and founder of Wild Berries, as I've mentioned. Tell us some about the work you do there.
Sure. So right now we're in the middle of our growing season. We have a lot of community outreach happening in these gardening spaces. And one of the things that we do with our organization is seed save and work on ancestral and traditional foodways, bringing those back to our community. We also have a culinary mentorship program, which has serviced over, I believe it's 325 indigenous chefs across the Americas. So we have different hubs in different states, but all of the work really is to bring focus to Native American food sovereignty, food security, traditional practices, and a better sense of what our community really is. So we really appreciate the space that we have in our greater community and being able to provide things like catering services or educational outreach to have them feel included in the work that's being done. It really is an incredible journey that I'm blessed to be on.
And can you talk about handing on some of those traditions that you mentioned when it comes to grilling and wild game, trying to share those now with future generations?
Sure. I mean, what better place to exchange some knowledge and practices than by actually doing it? My family is all coming over tonight to my house so that we can cook out together and have a watch party for this evening's episode. And it's those kinds of things where you open the door and you're able to celebrate or share time in spaces where you have an opportunity to say a traditional teaching or story or lesson or practice. And it's naturally included in what you're doing. So I think the more opportunities we have to share and to spend time with the next generation, to open doors and really acknowledge the energy and the education that we were given by our ancestors. And I think for us as Native people, it has been what these practices are, why we have the knowledge we do today. So this reclamation that we're in this moment, I mean, it's an opportunity for me to be a good ancestor and to share education, to create a space where our next generation feels supported and seen, and to say, if I can do it, we can do it together.
Ashley, you mentioned setting up your smoker at that event coming up in the fall at the zoo. I understand this is a well-traveled smoker. This is one you brought up from Texas.
Yeah, that's true. Have smoker, will travel. And, you know, that's kind of been the philosophy here. We were fortunate to do, Elena and I, a pop-up with some friends over at Amelinda last month, and the ability to even bring pecan wood from Texas up here to smoke with is something that, again, is barbecue's hyper-regional, and so much of that is about flavor profiles that come from wood and what is grown near you. So a lot of times up here, I tend toward using hickory and cherry in some form or combination. But my kind of home, flavor profile is pecan wood. So we've been able to kind of have some fun and play with that.
Elena, speaking of kind of regional ideas of barbecue, is there a Wisconsin style, or are there things that you think, you know, are common here in Wisconsin?
I mean, there's definitely things that we're known for in Wisconsin, but I believe that the beauty of the barbecue in Wisconsin is that we aren't defined by parameters or a certain kind of style, that you can have something like a smoked T-bone and a bratwurst on the grill together, and that is Wisconsin. You know, that we have this beauty of diversity and celebration of food that I'm hoping Ashley and I have a chance to really represent on the show this season.
You're not just representing Wisconsin. I think a lot of people might think of the world of grilling and barbecue as being male-dominated. You think pitmaster, people might think a dude. Ashley, could you talk about what it's like to represent women in the pitmaster world?
Do you know, I think that that's extremely special. I mean, right? And it speaks to Wisconsin in general and how willing I feel like the Midwestern population is to just like support us and cheer for us and go with us. Because yeah, absolutely. Like a third generation restaurant from Texas, it was vastly and wildly male dominated. And that's just, you know, that hasn't been true for myself, for Elena. I think we've just gone and dug in and, you know, staked our own kind of claim and put our own stamp on this craft. And I'm super proud of that work, and I'm super proud to be able to support her and cheer for her as she pushes forward all of her traditional background. And it's an opportunity for me to do the same and take kind of barbecue and Wisconsin food and what that means into the future and into some territory we haven't explored yet.
And Elena, can you talk about being a woman in the at least previously male-dominated world of grilling and barbecue?
Yeah, it's not too much different from being a woman in the chef world. You know, it's always fighting for space and for earning that space, not having it given to you. So to be on a national level representing as a female chef pitmaster, not only myself, but all of the women who showed up for barbecue brawl, I mean, it shows that we are not only capable, but we can excel in these places. I think part of that male ideology that has been in the forefront is because it is a very physically demanding job to do. You know, running a pit is not something easy, but for me, it's a place of comfort and it's a place I understand. So why would I not want to be there showing the world what we're capable of.
Thank you both so much for joining us today. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Rob.
Yeah, thanks so much.
That was Elena Terry, executive chef and founder of Wild Berries here in Wisconsin, and Ashley Turner, executive chef for the Milwaukee County Zoo. They are both competing in the new season of Food Network's Barbecue Brawl. They are still competing. They made it through episode 2. New episodes air Monday nights. The show is available to watch on the Food Network channel and on HBO Max and Discovery+.